Yes,
Hello.
hello.
Yes, good afternoon, Amy. How are you doing?
I think this morning is not good.
Not good. Why not? What happened?
I went up earlier than usual, and because my house next to a school and they're holding a sports meeting today, it's a little noisy for me, so I have to went up.
Oh, so you were disturbed by the noise. What time did it start? That sports meeting in your school?
About 8 o'clock.
I guess that's early. Okay. What about, your schedule this morning? Was it good? Aside from you were
Yes.
disturbed? Okay.
Crazy about it, and I adapted to adapted some time ago.
Okay. All right. So I guess we're gonna proceed with our daily topic. Oh, by the way, Amy, any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, what?
Oh, any plans for the weekend? Are you going to do something tomorrow and on Sunday?
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Will you have special plans tomorrow and on Sunday?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I mean, I'm asking if you have plans for the weekend, tomorrow and on Sunday.
No.
Oh, so nothing special.
Yes, nothing special.
Okay, so.
Maybe as usual.
So you'll just stay in your place, right?
Yes.
So I guess we can proceed now with our discussion about the daily topic. So I guess, the question is, have you ever read a Harry Potter book or have you ever watched a Harry Potter movie?
Yeah, I've read the Harry Potter book before. The total book were written by British writer who named J.K. And the novel is translated into almost 15 series of language and very popular in more than 200 countries.
So which one have you read? Have you read all those parts of the book?
Yeah, what?
Oh, have you read all those books?
No, I didn't read the total book.
Oh, which one have you read? Is it Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets? Or The Prisoner of Azkaban? Which one?
Yeah, the book 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. So book one and two. So that's about the Philosopher's Stone, right? And the Chamber of Secrets, right?
I'll read it. I will not have time.
Oh, okay. So you mean you haven't finished reading those series of novels? Okay. So do you think, that kind of series or novels or story can become a huge success when it comes to, entertainment industry. What do you think about it? Those kinds of stories.
I think it's about a magical world and the order give us a very interesting story and
So,
at least make me think about something fancy.
Oh, okay. So those kinds of fantasy literature interest you, right?
Yeah.
Aside from that kind of novel, what kinds of books have you read before? Have you read other English books aside from that book?
English book, no.
So it's just that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess that's with the daily topic. So you were able to give your opinions and ideas about that Harry Potter book or movies. Okay, so this time, Amy, we're going to continue answering those activities on our lesson in your textbook. All right?
Right.
Okay, we're going to continue on page 3. Remember yesterday I told you can think about those information with activity letter A. So we're going to continue. All right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead to continue with the last number that we stopped yesterday.
Okay. I want to discuss my problem with friends.
Okay, so you would want to discuss your problems with friends. Who or that?
Who I don't feel comfortable around me.
Okay, so Amy, please analyze the sentence. I want to discuss my problems with friends. Who? Do you mean those people who you don't feel comfortable? Do you mean you can discuss those problems with your friends, with those kinds of people?
Oh, maybe these people, maybe the another answer. I want to discuss my problem with friends who is quiet and considerate.
Okay, so who is quiet and considerate?
Yeah.
But I guess that answer is suitable with question number 3, right? I'd prefer a roommate who is quiet and considerate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, for you it's fine. What about number 6? I'd rather have a boss.
I'd rather have a boss who has good leadership qualities.
Okay, so good leadership qualities. Okay, and then for the next one,
I'd prefer to have teachers who are organized and intelligent.
Okay, so organized and intelligent. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's with those sentences together with those information that you would want to have or you would want to talk to other people. Okay, so this time, Amy, we're going to continue with those parts, but I think you need to change your answer with those phrases. Okay? So you're going to make your own opinion or your own information. So example number 1, I don't want to have a partner who or that is blah blah blah. So you should give your own information. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with number 1.
I don't want to have a partner who is too arrogant.
Arrogant. Oh, okay. So you don't want a partner.
Second, I like to meet people who are friendly and talkative.
Okay, friendly and talkative. Good. Next one.
I'd prefer a roommate that don't have bad temperature.
Do you mean like short-tempered person?
Who I don't have bad temperature.
Oh, instead of saying bad temperature, you can just say bad temper.
Temper, oh yeah.
Yes, okay. And then next one.
I don't like to be with people who are look too passive.
Okay, so you don't like person
who look too passive.
Can you please spell the word, Amy?
A-P-A-T-H-Y.
Oh, okay, so apathy. Okay, next one.
I want to discuss my problem with friends that I trust in.
Okay. Next.
I'd rather have a boss who has a good leadership quality.
So same. Okay.
I'd prefer to have a teacher that are responsible and knowledgeable.
Okay, knowledgeable. Okay, so that's with those sentences that are true with your information. So I guess, Amy, before we proceed with activity number 4, word power, let's practice some of those words and sentences that you had earlier, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I want you to please repeat some words. Okay, so for the first word, please repeat this one. Friend.
Friend.
Okay, please take note of the vowel sound. So it's E, okay? F. Friend. All right?
Friend.
Okay, good. And the next word, it's with the word intelligent.
Intelligent.
Okay, one more. Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Okay, great. And the third word, it's with the word arrogant.
Arrogant.
Okay, one more. Arrogant.
Arrogant.
Okay, please take note of your R sound and your vowel sounds O and A. All right, Amy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and for the last word, it's with the word apathy. Can you please repeat that?
Apathy.
Yes. Okay, that's better. And with your sentences, I just heard one. So instead of saying bad temperature, you can simply say bad temper, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with another vocabulary word that you can use the word disturb. So earlier, I asked you about your morning, right? You can say, I was disturbed by the noise near my house, okay?
Yes.
All right, so I guess, Amy, in this case, we can continue with the next activity, which is word power. So we're going to discuss more of personalities, okay?
Yes.
But before we proceed with the answer or with that exercise, I want to know, can you tell me some of those qualities that you have? You're going to describe your own personality, okay? Yes, at least five qualities or five traits that you have. All right, Amy?
I think I'm easygoing.
Okay. Easygoing, friendly.
Modest,
okay. And
sometimes humor and I think about it.
Okay.
Can't hurt it.
Kind-hearted. What else? So you're friendly, easygoing. Kind-hearted. What else?
Yeah.
So those qualities.
Integrity and brave.
Okay.
I think I use too much word to practice.
But I guess it's okay. That's why I ask you about your own personality. That's good. You are able to describe yourself using those different adjectives. So Well, I guess that's great. Okay. So in this case, you're going to tell me other personalities or other qualities that you have that you consider negative. Okay? Because earlier you mentioned those traits that are all positive. So in this case, Amy, you're going to tell me some qualities that you have that you consider negative. Okay?
Yeah.
So what are those? What do you think are those qualities that you possess that are negative?
I don't disagree
with them. Okay. So what else?
And I think easy to get along with others.
Okay. So you consider those traits negative for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, what else? Two more traits that you consider negative.
Yes.
Like earlier you mentioned a lot of positive traits, right? So in this case, yeah, just give me some of those traits that you think it's not really good or it's not really, yeah, positive or that are not really good.
Qualities.
Yes. Or traits. Traits that you have. Yes. Like behavior that you possess that are considered not really good or negative.
I think responsible. I don't go enter to the social, and I don't know whether I have a good leadership.
Oh, okay. So you mean sometimes you are irresponsible. Is that what you mean? Irresponsible?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So sometimes you tend not to be a good leader for others, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So aside from that, what else? One more, Amy, and then we're almost done. You're responsible. What else?
In the life, I think I'm a person who is loving to serve others and like to cooperate with others, maybe.
So sometimes you lack initiative when it comes to participating, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's with those negative traits that you shared about yourself and those positive traits too. So in this case, Amy, we're going to have some corrections again before we continue with that part, okay? So with your sentence, you can say, yeah, I'm irresponsible sometimes. So you can use that vocabulary, irresponsible, okay?
Yeah.
And I guess, Amy, since we are running out of time now, I want you to please prepare for the next part. So that's with activity letter A. So you're going to answer those traits or words with the positive or negative, okay?
Negative.
So you're going to write P or N next to each word. And we're going to continue doing that on Monday, I mean, because tomorrow is Saturday, right? So we're going to continue that one next week, Monday. All right, Amy?
Yes, okay. I would want to ask you in the Monday class.
You want me to? Uh-huh. No problem. On Monday, I'll prepare for that one. I can share. Yeah, don't worry. Okay, so you can just prepare activity letter A, B, and C, and if you still have time, you can listen to the CD with the listening part, activity 5 on page 4. What are they like? All right, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, so I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday. All right? Okay.
Bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye.